proclamation number 6615 dated the August 7th, 1956. God speaks as a father to his child. Just as I spoke to my disciples when I lived on earth, I still speak today to all those who want to hear me. Wherever someone exists who believes in this and opens himself to me, that is where my voice will be heard. However, I only rarely find this faith and therefore am only rarely able to speak to a person directly, even if all other conditions are being fulfilled, if the person so shaped himself that I can be present to him, if he has purified his heart and prepared it as an abode for me. But the belief to be able to hear me directly nevertheless does not exist, and therefore the person fails to do what is most important, to carefully listen within for my voice, for the manifestation of my love, for the sign of my presence, for my word. The fact that belief in this has gone astray, that they think it implausible to hear me directly, is a particular attribute of people's spiritual state. It is the evidence that the working of my spirit is no longer a right concept for them, and that they no longer understand the words of the scriptures either. Furthermore, it is proof that the striving for the gifts of the spirit is omitted, that they are therefore ignorant of the results of a life of love, of a righteous life before me. Otherwise people would certainly make an effort to attain spiritual gifts and subsequently also penetrate this information regarding the strength of the Spirit. It is indeed very worrying that people no longer see the Father in me but only their God and Creator, providing they still believe in me. The relationship of a child with its father is unheard of by them, and thus they also deem the most natural thing to be impossible, namely the fact that the father speaks to his child. This faith only rarely exists, and yet every person should be filled by it. Only then would every person also make an effort to be addressed by me and to comply with all required conditions for it. For I am unable to manifest myself if conscious attentive listening has not taken place first, so as not to impose a coercion of will, but occasionally I will also let my voice be heard by those whose hearts are striving to reach me, who are devoted to me in love, so that they will more often attentively listen to me within and give me the opportunity to speak. But anyone who lacks this faith has not established the right relationship with me as yet, even if he deems himself called to work for me and my kingdom. For as long as he still doubts my direct speech, his faith will not be alive enough to turn to me like a child to its father and desire to hear his voice. However, the fact that people are still so distant from me, even though I would like to be present to all of them, is a shortcoming which also testifies to the spiritual adversity experienced by humanity during the last days before the end. Amen.